was a couple of weeks ago. It started becoming a full-time, very, very heavily driven reason to get up in the morning and work till God knows whenever. And
so you're saying you wake up in the middle of the night and there's a notepad by the side of the bed and think, oh, we need to do that.
Yes, and there's still things being kicked off. Obviously, we have a great local council and we have a very good police force, and they back us up and tell us basically what we need to do. And as long as we follow all the guidelines, then they're very, very helpful.
Family is key, isn't it, Peter, to this festival?
We want it to be open to everybody of all ages. We want it to feel like a music festival, but you're in the safety of your own town, and it's nice. I like the concept of people, you know, going down to what does feel like a very small boutique festival, and then instead of going back to your tents in the evenings, you can go home and shower and watch TV, ready for the next day.
It's festival without the mud, isn't it?
Yeah, hopefully.
And those chemical loos.
Oh,
you've got to have chemical loos, have you?
Well, we will. I definitely need to put on portaloos, but don't worry, they are being cleaned every day.
What are you most looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to being able to give the opportunity to some artists who have been working for 10 years and are extremely, you know, top of their game, being able to support and network with some of the country's finest, most respected, internationally celebrated acts, and getting that opportunity and watching them shine to the people of the right audience. I think, you know, the music industry is all about who you know, and unless you've got an in, a family, a friend who works in the industry, the chances of being able to climb that rung of the ladder is very, very hard.
Awesome talent coming back who we made friends with over the weekend, so I'm looking forward to that. But Bastille is the other one I'm very, very excited about.
We've got two acts this year, one called Bastille, who was signed to a major label quite recently, and they've got their first single coming out under a major label on April the 30th, and they're going to be massive. Another guy called Ryan Keane, who came and played for us last year, is now headlining this year. He's touring with Ed Sheeran, and his debut EP came out on Mother's Day and got to number 23 in the charts. So it's really nice to be able to put on acts that are going to become famous, as opposed to the other way around. It feels like we've got a bit of an insight, and we can gain people's respect by that.